We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Mepilchus Eliyahu and Chulin Paragav Mishnah Dalad Shachat Mea Chayos B'Makom Echad Kisui Echad L'Kulam. Person shechs 100 chayos in one place. You don't need a kisui adam for each and every chayo on the blood of each and every animal. All the blood is sitting in the same place. Do one kisui adam for all of those animals, all of those chayos. Mea Ofos B'Makom Echad. You have 100 birds in the same place. Kisui Echad L'Kulam. The same thing applies to birds. But what about chayo v'of B'Makom Echad? So the Tanna Kamma says the same thing. Even though the two different species of animal, to each requiring kisui adam, kisui echad l'chulam, it's sufficient to have one kisui adam for both the chayos that you shecht and the ofos that you shecht. You do one kisui for all of the blood that's sitting in front of you. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer shachat chayo yichasena v'achar kach yishchot es ha'of. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, you should shecht the chayo, do a kisui adam on the chayo or the chayos, and then shecht the of and do a kisui adam for the ofos. Why should that be? So the pasuk that speaks about the mitzvah of kisui adam, it has the phrase Chaya o of. So Rabbi Yehuda says, often the Torah says Chaya v'of, will have a vav, and the vav means or. So the fact that the Torah had to go out its way to write the word o tells me that I want you to separate the Chaya and of. They should be separate kisei hadams for each, for a Chaya and an of, different species. The Chachamim say no. The reason the word o is there is to use, put them in the word or. If it would have said Chaya v'of requires kisei hadam, I would have thought you have to do kisei hadam only if you shecht a Chaya and an of. But if you shecht only a chayo or oof, you wouldn't have to do kisei adam. So you have the word o there to separate the two. But I don't need, I'm certainly able to do one kisei adam for a chayo and an oof. The word o is just there for the word or. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the word o must be there for a drasha. The reason for that is because it says in the pasuk already, ki nefesh kol basar damo v'nafsho hu damo, possessive it or his, means that each animal certainly has a chiyuv to have the mitzvah kisei adam alone. I know that if you shecht a chayo, just a chayu, you need kisei adam. I know if you just shecht an oaf, I need kisei adam. I would know that without the word o. And therefore, the word o must be there for a drasha to teach you that if you shecht a chayu and an oaf, each one needs a separate kisei adam. It's an additional issue when it comes to when you're shechting both. What if I shecht a chayu and then an oaf, and then I do a kisei adam for the chayu's blood and a kisei adam for the oaf's blood? So if you look at the Mishnah doesn't say that. It just says, shachat chayu yichasena. Sounds like I should be doing the shchita and then the kisei adam on the one animal, on the chaya, and then a shchita and kisei adam on the other animal, on the oaf, and I shouldn't shecht both one after the other and then do the kisei adam for each one independently. And for that, and the reason for that is that I should complete the mitzvah. The Ramban says, since the covering of the blood are two separate mitzvahs, so the shochet should finish the whole mitzvah shchita of the chaya, cover its blood, and only then shecht the bird and cover its blood as well. There's an additional issue when it comes to the bracha. So the Gemara says enaf peivav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you shecht, you're shechting a chaya and an oaf, one after the other, you only need one bracha. So what's the one bracha you need? So Rashi says you need only one bracha for the shchita. You don't need to have a separate bracha for shchita of the chaya, shchita of the oaf. So I'm shechting the chaya, I made ala shchita. Then I do the kisei adam of the chaya. Then I can shech the oaf and do with the same bracha of ala shchita and do kisei adam for the oaf. And that bracha ala shchita will be effective both for the shchita of the chaya and the oaf, even though there's a kisei adam of the chaya that precedes the shchita of the oaf. That would be fine. That's the way Rashi learns that one bracha is going to be sufficient, but it would not be sufficient for kisei adam. The shchita of the oaf in between the kisei adam of the chaya and the kisei adam of the oaf needs its own bracha. So there'll be a kisei adam for the chaya, and then a bracha on that, and a bracha on the kisei adam for the oaf, because the shchita is considered a hefsek. The kisei adam is not considered a hefsek in the shchita, apparently, but the shchita is considered a hefsek for the kisei adam. So the second kisei adam, the kisei adam on the oaf, needs its own bracha. Rabbi Tanam disagrees. Rabbi Tanam times nevs. No, the Gemara says one bracha is sufficient both for the mitzvah shchita and the mitzvah kisei adam. You know, even though you're doing them independently, the bracha will suffice. One bracha on the shchita, one bracha on the kisei adam. Then the Mishnah says, what about shachar v'lo kisa? V'ro acher. You have a case. So a person shechted an animal and he's not there anymore, and there's blood sitting around. So if a Jew sees that there's blood that needs to be covered, Chayv l'chasos. He has this obligation to do the chiyuv as well. And the Bar Tanura says, why? Because in the parsha of Kisei Adam, it says, V'omar l'vnei Yisrael. So what does that mean? Mitzvah zut, hey, I'll call b'nei Yisrael. It's a mitzvah for everybody. Like I have a mitzvah, let's say, bris milah. The father doesn't do the bris milah, so then it's upon the Beis Din to do the mitzvah of bris milah. Yeah, so the same thing when it comes to the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. If the shochet doesn't do so then everyone has that obligation. But the obligation is the one who does the shechita, so he has precedence. The pasuk also teaches us that if he one who did the shechita, so he has the mitzvah of kisei adam v'chisau be'afar. But if no one else is not there, so then it becomes the chiyuv of all of Am Yisrael. Let's say you did the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, but then something, the wind came and blew it off. There is your putter from covering it. You cover it once. That is sufficient. And the Gemara says on Daf Pei Zayin that it doesn't seem consistent with the mitzvah of Hashavas Abeda. The mitzvah in second parak of Bava Metzia, based on the pasuk Hashav Tishuveim, maybe the double Lashon Tishuveim, or maybe the word Hashav means you have to return something even 4 or 5 times. You return an object or even 100 times and the person loses it, you have to return it again. So why should it be when it comes to Kisei Adam that if it gets uncovered, I don't have a mitzvah to then cover it again? And that's based on the pasuk v'chisahu. V'chisahu could have written the word v'chisah, the Torah. He shall cover it. But the fact that I said v'chisahu, we should cover it, that limits it and means you only have to do it once. Kisahu haruach, but let's say it was covered by the wind, and then it was uncovered, so then no one covered it. So then chayv l'chasos, then there's an obligation to cover. Now, if a person sees that it was covered by the wind and he wants to get the mitzvah, he has the right to uncover it and cover it and fulfill the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. But there's no obligation to cover it when it is already covered by the ruach, but if it gets uncovered, the chiyuv is there. This Mishnah is an important principle that we see in this Mishnah, and we have it in other places in Shas as well, and that's the concept of ein dichui etzel mitzvos. One could have argued if it was already covered at the very beginning, so the mitzvah didn't really exist for a person, so maybe we should say it's pushed aside, and the mitzvah doesn't exist. The fact that now the mitzvah, the fact that it becomes uncovered, if we employ the concept of dichui, that means it's been pushed aside already, so the mitzvah doesn't exist anymore. The fact that the Mishnah says, if it was covered by the wind, where the mitzvah doesn't really exist, since it's completely covered, so and now it becomes uncovered, so at the very beginning, the mitzvah didn't exist, so there's no should be no obligation to cover it if you hold of dichui. Obviously, dichui etzel mitzvos is what we see here. Another application of that same principle. Let's say you have a hadas that's attached to the other minim, and the hadas has too many berries on it, more berries than leaves. Halach is if there are more berries, black berries on the hadas than leaves, the mitzvah, the hadas is not kosher. So let's say as over yontif you see that as it's attached to the rest of the minim, is bound together, many of the berries fall off, and have a majority of leaves over berries. So if you hold dichui etzel mitzvos, that would mean that it's pushed to start already. That the hadas cannot be a kosher hadas at this point. Maybe you need to unbind them and bind them together. That concept of dichui applies in such a case as well, and it applies in our case in the Mishnah of Kisei Adam, when it was covered by the ruach. There is going to be a chiv to cover it if it gets uncovered, because the mitzvah has not been pushed aside. Mitzvah now exists, and you can perform the mitzvah now, even though it didn't exist before. Perek Vav Mishnah. Hey, Dom Shenis Arev Bimayim. Here you have a case where you wanted the mitzvah, perform the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, but the blood that you need to cover has, before it was covered, it got mixed with water. So is there a mitzvah to cover the blood? So the Mishnah says, Im Yesh Bo Maris Dam Chayv L'Chasos. If it still has the appearance of blood, so then you are chayv to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Let's say, though, the blood dripped into the water. Shouldn't we say that at some point it becomes batel, it's nullified? Each drip that comes in is nullified as it comes in. Kama batel, as we say. Kuf mem aleph. Each one as it comes in is batel. So we do sometimes say that, but here we would employ the other principle, which is choser v'neor. It becomes reawakened. So that means that if eventually enough blood falls in, and now there's an appearance of blood that fell, so although each and every drop you would say should become batel, in the water, now that it has an appearance, enough blood fell in it, now the water looks reddish, so that to chose of an error, it reawakens, it's Isser, and therefore it's going to be prohibited. And it needs a mitzvah of Kiseh Hadam, meaning you can't leave it alone. And this is another application of Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvos. We don't say, well, it was pushed aside before. It didn't have the appearance of blood. Blood kept falling in. A batel kept becoming nullified. No, we can be reawakened, and we don't say Yesh Dichui Eitzel Mitzvos, but rather Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvos. Then the Mishnah says, since Arev B'yayin, let's say the blood got mixed, that needs to be covered, got mixed with wine. Now you can't tell if it has an appearance of blood or not, because they're both red. Romanos o kilumayim. So what you do is, you figure out the proportion of wine to how much wine there was there and how much blood, and then you'll figure out had that wine been water, would it have the appearance of blood because there's enough blood in there, or would not because there would be enough water in there in order to, that you wouldn't have a red appearance at all. So that's what you would do if it got mixed with wine. Nisarif b'dam ha-behema over dam ha-chaya, ronas ho-kihu mayim. The same thing would be true. Let's say it got mixed up with the dam of a behema. Behema doesn't need, only chayva of needs kisi adam. Dam of behema does not need kisi adam. Or dam ha-chaya. Dam ha-chaya refers to, let's say, a non-kosher animal. That could one example, or let's say it refers to blood from a chaya that doesn't require kisui. We do kisui in the dam hanefesh, the first blood that spurts out, but blood that comes out afterwards, oozes out afterwards, not in kisui adam. So maybe that's the dam hachaya we're speaking about. Either way, it's dam that doesn't need kisui, got mixed up, so now it's blood and blood. Same thing, rowin oso kilu mayim. So you look at it as if it's water. Had that dam behema, the dam chaya that doesn't need kisui, had that been water, would that mixed with the dam that needs kisui, would I be able to see the color of blood? If yes, that it needs kisui. If not, had it been that other blood been water, I would not see the blood that needs kisui adam. So then it doesn't need kisui. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein dam vatal dam. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter. Even if you don't notice, doesn't have an appearance of would not have an appearance of blood. Had it been water, doesn't matter. Any little blood, a blood mixed with blood together, the dam achaya is not going to be mevatel. The dam of the behemoth is not going to be mevatel the dam that needs kisui hadam, because Rabbi Yehuda holds min bimino lo vatel. When you have species of the same kind, kosher chicken soup and non-kosher chicken soup, we have this in the past. If you have flour, chametz flour, and matzah flour, so the two mixed together, min bimino is not batel. It's not going to be nullified at all. If it's the same species, it's not going to be batel. Even though it happens to be there's a question whether this would apply according to the chachamim. So we may remember from Maseches Menachos that when it comes to blood that goes down to the mizbeach, even the chachamim agree that the dam is not mevatel dam, because they both can go on the mizbeach. But here, when it comes to the blood we're speaking of over here, the Tanakh Hamot hold no, dam kimi mevatel dam. If that blood that doesn't need kisui is enough to nullify the other blood, because had it been water, you wouldn't notice the color of the blood, then it's batel. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, dam is not mevatel dam. What's Rabbi Yehuda's halacha based on? It's based on the psukim that they have in Parashas Acharimos when we describe the Avodah of Yom Kippur. When it comes to the Avodah of Yom Kippur, so the Kohen has to take a mixture in a kli of the dam ha-par, the blood of the bull, which is a lot more than the dam ha-sa'ir, which is the dam of the goat, and they mix together. And there the Torah says, v'lakach midama par midama sar. Now they're mixed together in the bowl, in the kli shares. So we should really call it dam hapar, not dam hapar ban dam hasar, because the dam hasar is much less, and it should be batel in the majority. So the fact that we still call it dam hapar and dam hasar, even though it's a mixture, even though there's more of dam hapar, shows you that dam is not mevatel dam. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he applies that to further, not only to blood and blood, but all things that min bimino, two of the same kind, are not going to be batel.